ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Read from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, 2nd chapter, text 37. Srinivan Krinan Samarayams Cha Chintayan Namani Rupani Cha Mangalani Te Kriyasu Yas Tvach Charana Ravindayor Avishta Cheta Na Bhavaya Kalpate. Shinvan Krinam Samsmarayam sa chintayan Srinivangrinam Samsmarayam sa chintayan Namani rupani cha mangalani te Namani rupani cha mangalani te Kriyasu yasvat charanaravindayor Kriyasu yasvat charanaravindayor Avishta chetana pavaya kalpate Avishta Chetana Bhavaya Kalpate Srinivan Krinan Samsmarayam Chachintayan Namani Rupani Cha Mangalani Te Kriyasu Yastvach Charanaravindayor Avishta Chetana Pavasya Kalpate Avishta Chetana Pavaya Kalpate Okay, translation of Purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada Gichai. So even while engaged in various activities, devotees whose minds are completely absorbed at your lotus feet and who constantly hear, chant, contemplate and cause others to remember your transcendental names and forms are always on the transcendental platform, and thus they can understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Purport. How Bhakti Yoga can be practiced is explained in this verse. Srila Rupa Goswami has said that anyone who has dedicated his life to the service of the Lord, iha yasya harerasye, by his activities, his mind and his words, karmana manasa kira, may stay in any condition of life, nikilash apya avastasu, and yet is no longer actually conditioned, but is liberated, jiva mukta sa uchete. Even though such a devotee is in a material body, he has nothing to do with this body, for he is transcendentally situated. Narayana paraksarve nakutashana bibhyate. Because a devotee is engaged in transcendental activities, he is not afraid of being materially embodied. Quote from Srimad Bhagavatam 6:17-28. Illustrating this liberated position, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu prayed, Mama Janmani Jananishvare Bhavata Bhakti Rahaituki Tvayi. All I want is your causeless devotional service in my life, birth after birth. Shikshastaka. Even if a devotee, by the supreme will of the Lord, takes birth in this material world, he continues his devotional service. When King Bharat made his mistake and his next life became a deer, his devotional service did not stop, although some slight chastisement was given to him because of his negligence. Narada Muni says that even if one falls from the platform of devotional service, he is not lost, whereas non-devotees are lost entirely because they are not engaged in service. Bhagavad Gita 9.14 therefore recommends that one always engage at least in chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Satatam kirta yanto mam yatantas chatritha vrataha namashyantas chamam bhaktya nitya yukta upasate. Always chanting my glories, endeavoring with great determination, bowing down before me, the great souls perpetually worship me with devotion. One should not give up the process of devotional service, which is performed in 9 different ways: Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Padasevanam, etc. The most important process is hearing Shravanam from the Guru, Sadhu and Shastra, the spiritual master, the saintly acharyas, and the Vedic literature. Sadhu Shastra Guru Vakya Chitete Karya Aikya. We should not hear the commentaries and explanations of non-devotees, but this is strictly forbidden by Srila Sanatana Goswami, who quotes from the Padma Purana: Avaishnava Mukot Girnam Putam Hari Katamritam Shravanam Naiva Kartavyam Sarpochistam Yatapaya. We should strictly follow this injunction and never try to hear from Mayavadis, impersonalists, voidists, politicians, or so-called scholars. Strictly avoiding such inauspicious association, we should simply hear from pure devotees. Srila Rupa Goswami therefore recommends Sri Guru Padashraya. One must seek shelter at the lotus feet of a pure devotee who can be one's guru. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advises that a guru is one who strictly follows the instructions of Bhagavad Gita, Yare Dikitari Kahe Krishna Upadesh. A juggler, a magician, or one who speaks nonsense as an academic carrier is not a guru. Rather, a guru is one who presents Bhagavad Gita, Krishna's instructions, as it is. Shravana is very important. I must hear from the Vaishnava Sadhu, Guru and Shastra. The concluding purport. The word kriyasu, meaning by manual labor or by work, is important in this verse. One should engage in practical service to the Lord. In our Krishna consciousness movement, all our activities are concentrated on distributing Krishna literature. This is very important. One may approach any person and induce him to read Krishna literature so that in the future he also may become a devotee. Such activities are recommended in this verse. Kriyasu yach tvach charanaram indayo. Such activities will always remind the devotees of the Lord's lotus feet. By fully concentrating on distributing books for Krishna, one is fully absorbed in Krishna. This is samadhi. The verse again. Even while engaged in various activities, devotees whose minds are completely absorbed at your lotus feet and who constantly hear, chant, contemplate and cause others to remember your transcendental names and forms are always on the transcendental platform, and thus they can understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Om Agyatim Ranyasya Gnanchana Salakayam Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vasudi Gaur Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. So, Hare Krishna, I am honored to address you all on this day of Sankirtan, book distribution day, after Srila Prabhupada marathon. So I choose this verse as an inspiration, because the main the main impetus for a book distributor is lying completely on inspiration. Inspiration coming from Guru, from the Vaishnavas, Sadhus, and from the Shastra, from the scriptures. So every Sankirtan devotee, he has some favorite verses. He always knows where to find them, in which part of the book in Bhagavad Gita you can find, like Prabhupada quoted, Shravanam this verse, Satatam Kirtayantumam, also very a verse that Sankirtan devotee likes to meditate and to recite and to read again and again, to remember. And this or Tavakatamritam Tapta Jivanam from Gopi Gita, or from first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, there are so many verses, Nastapreshu, Abhadreshu, Nityam Bhagavata, Sevaya, like that, Srimatam Svakata Krishna. Whole Bhagavatam is actually full of inspiration. It's not an ordinary book. It's Uttama Shloka. It's a supreme poetry. It is not related to material activity. It is completely transcendental. And it is made for those who have no more interest in materialistic activities, even on subtle platform or in welfare activities for the material welfare of the people. It has also nothing to do with ordinary gyan knowledge or with some yoga gymnastic, or mental gymnastic, you know, to control mind. Because for that we have many different schools and techniques to do. But that's not the purpose of Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam is made for those who are not envious. Vaishnava means is nirmatsarana, is not envious. That's one of his qualities. He's kripalu. Lord Krishna in 11th canto in Uddhava Gita, he mentions 28 qualities of Vaishnava. And the first one is kripalu. Vaishnava is by nature very, very, very merciful, very kind to all living entities. And therefore he is always engaged in this other quality, in para upakara. It means in upakara, in the greatest welfare activity, acting for the benefit and welfare of living entities, to uplift them to the spiritual platform. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, in his commentary to these 28 qualities, to this para upakara quality of a devotee, that he is inclined in charitable activities, he describes that there are two kinds of charitable qualities or activities. One is to open hospitals or schools and helping others, and the other is uplifting the people or the living entity to the spiritual platform to give them spiritual knowledge. So spiritual knowledge has to be distributed, like Prabhupada gives in another purport here in Bhagavatam. In this verse, the word jnana akala is most significant. Knowledge is meant for distribution. Although there is already much scientific knowledge, wherever scientists or philosophers awaken to a particular type of knowledge, they try to distribute it throughout the world. For otherwise, the knowledge gradually dries up and no one benefits from it. India has the knowledge of Bhagavad Gita, but unfortunately, for some reason or other, this sublime knowledge of the science of God was not distributed throughout the world, although it is meant for all of humanity or human society. Therefore, Krishna himself appeared as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and ordered all Indians to take up the cause of distributing the knowledge of Bhagavad Gita throughout the entire world. Yare deke tarekai Krishna upadesh amara gyaya guru hanatara edesh. Instruct everyone to follow the orders of Lord Sri Krishna as they are given in Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. In this way, become a Spiritualmeister and try to liberate everyone in this land. So and so on. It's a nice purport. Those who like to read the whole, the next one also, related to book distribution in Sankirtan. 10th canto, 2nd chapter, text 19 and 20. Very, very nice slokas and purports. So Srila Prabhupada gave us this key, how to engage in welfare activity, transcendental welfare activity. So on the order of Guru and Gauranga, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, a devotee surrenders to this mission and performs this para-upakara. Opposite of para-upakara is para-apachara. Para-apakara. Not beneficial. So devotees are not engaged in unbeneficial work, they're only engaged in the most beneficial work, in the para-upakara, in helping the people to rise to the spiritual platform. Like Prabhupada many times told, everything is here in this material world, you know, only one thing is lacking, only one thing is missing, and this is Krishna consciousness. And that was the impetus for Prabhupada on the order of his guru to come here to Vrindavan, come to Radha Damodar temple under the lotus feet of Rupa and Jiva Goswami's, writing the books, Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto. So he gave his whole intention in that work. And he did everything himself. And then later, when Krishna set the proper time, he came to the West to give this knowledge. He constantly became absorbed in the thought of how to fulfill the order of Guru Maharaj. This is our example. Therefore the marathon in December and beginning of January. Previously, it was called Christmas Marathon. Of course, in India, it doesn't mean anything, Christmas Marathon, because we are not Christians. Therefore, we don't do it for the pleasure of Jesus Christ. It's not our purpose. We only use this Christmas mood in the West, you know, because in that time, people spend all kind of money to buy gifts, you know, for their dear ones, for presents for the children and for their dear ones. And the best gift, what actually they could buy and give, because many people, they don't know what to give and what kind of present they should give, And therefore the Sankirtan devotee comes on the street and tells you, why you don't buy this book, It's a very nice book, very nice stories, very nice philosophy, thoughts from ancient India. You can give this as a present to your dear ones, to your family, And unknowingly, they bought this book and then give it as a present underneath the Christmas tree and give this as a gift to their children or dear ones. And many were surprised, I get this book here. No biscuits, no sweets, no play toys, no parfum or some soap, or something for the hairs, So I got some book, and I started to read, and so many actually became inspired by this great gift. It is described the greatest gift what one can give is knowledge. And knowledge can either verbally be given or by giving a book, or both. So the giving a book is actually a wonderful activity, and Srila Prabhupada, he dedicated his life completely in this work of writing books, making his commentary, and also had this great desire to distributing himself these books. He distributed himself, and he also asked us to distribute it. Therefore, later on, this Christmas marathon became changed into Prabhupada marathon in the 80s. First it was Christmas marathon in the 70s, by chance, you know, in Los Angeles in America, they found out books distribution going very well in Christmas time, around between 20 and 24th of December. So it became a 3-day marathon. And at that time, sometimes 14, 16, 18 hours the devotees were distributing. Even until night, they forgot even to sleep. And then when Prabhupada heard about their marathon for 3 days in America, in some temples in Los Angeles like that, he became very impressed and he told, you know, this is real samadhi. No sleep. This is deathlessness. It's not dying. You know. Somebody who forgets eating, sleeping, and all these things, you know, what normally people are living for, he forgets this for the purpose of saving conditioned souls and to please Krishna. This is deathless activity. It's immortal. It's amara. He was so pleased, you know, when the devotees dedicated their life in distributing books, especially in the marathon also. When he heard about that, he became very ecstatic. It gave him so much life. He became so happy. So, of course, we can do one marathon in the month of December. For us, we found then later on in January, and also it's a good opportunity to go on with the marathon. Sometimes we even forgot that it was no more marathon, but we were still in the spirit. And even in January, we distributed so many books that it was practically, we distributed more than in the December. Because you were already in the fire. So when the fire is on, you know, it's strong, the fire, you should not let it go down now, become extinguished. So I want to cool. So I made now my marathon, my duty, my work for this year. So now I do other things. You know, no, let it go on. Because this to get this fire takes already some time to get this spirit to come into it, and to get into it. So then if you have the fire, then don't let it down. Give more fuel to the fire so that the desire and the determination for serving in this great mission of Srila Prabhupada and our parampara can increase more and more. This was Prabhupada's desire. This is parampara's desire. Therefore we have so many great stalwart acharyas who came to this world to write books, make commentaries, not for their fame, not for their own self-aggrandizement. They came here, you know, to give this wisdom, this knowledge, this spiritual knowledge, realized knowledge, to the people and especially to devotees. Who is devotee? Who is not devotee? We don't know. So therefore, book will find out. It's like if you want to find out where is water, you know, there's one special root, some stick. Right? And then wherever it gives a vibration, you know, we understand there is some water there. Or also metals you can find out, gold and silver, by some kind of a stick, some root from a tree. So this is our stick, you know, to find out how somebody is vibrating, how he's reacting, devotee or non-devotee. If somebody is not devotee or too much covered, we don't waste time, so we go to the next, like honeybee. Devotee is unattached, like a honeybee, going from one person to another. If the person takes, very nice, but still, he's not says, oh now, it's... I'm satisfied, happy. He took. No, then you go to the next. Sometimes there's some nectar, sometimes no nectar. But the main thing is, you know, the honeybee doesn't know anything else. No? Then just to go from one flower to another, try to distribute this, to collect this nectar. And in our case, you know, we are not collecting the nectar, we're giving the nectar. giving the Amrita of immortality, of Krishna consciousness. And this way make the people happy. Like Prabhupada used to say, I came to this country or in your country to make all you happy. Because everyone is looking after happiness, but the real happiness they look in the wrong place. They will not look in Vaishnavism or in Krishna consciousness. Therefore the devotees who giving themselves selflessly to this mission, without expectation, without big awards and recognition for name, fame and glories, they become very dear to Krishna. Krishna himself tells in the Gita, nobody is more dear than those who are sharing this knowledge, confidential knowledge of Bhagavad Gita to my devotee. So, but as already told, who is devotee and who is not devotee, we'll only find out if we distribute the book, if we approach somebody. No? Everyone is actually devotee. Everyone has this good in himself. Like Prabhupada used to say, whole humanity is actually good, I study them. There are only a little percentage of demons who are misguiding them. Therefore, the only chance is that the devotees, the determination to save them. This is Prahlad Maharaj's mood, you know. He took up the suffering, the risk, and austerity, you know, to save people. This was his mood. He was paradukkha-dukkhi. He suffered because of the suffering of others. Maya sukhaya param udvahato vimudhan. Because they're foolish. But I feel pain in my heart. So that's Vaishnava. He feels pain in the heart and therefore he dedicates his life always to this mission, somehow or other, directly going out to distribute as long as you can. It's not a marathon's mission or a 1 year's mission. We have many devotees who are distributing books since 20, 30 years now, and dedicating themselves. Because they are convinced. And it's not a hard work. It is actually nectarian work. It is nectarian because it's very dear to Guru, to Sampradaya, and to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sri Krishna and Balaram. They're very happy about these activities. So if we actually do these activities in this pleasure, for the pleasure of the Lord and Spiritual Master and the Vaishnavas, then it's so much blessing. We can make so much advancement, like in no other place. And this is the unique gift that Prabhupada has given us in ISKCON. We are the only ones practically who distribute books. Even in the Vaishnava Sampradayas. We are the only ones. It's a revolution. It's a revolutionary activities. So Prabhupada, he was such great personality. He's such a great personality. He thought so broad, you know, so much practical. If the Acharya leaves, you know, most of the devotees of followers of Acharya, they're all going in different directions. And find some other shelter. Why? Because they have no activity. They have no activity. They have no mission given by the Guru. But Prabhupada has given us mission for body, mind and words. For the next 10,000 years at least. So this ISKCON, or International Society for Krishna Consciousness, is meant it will increase more and more, naturally, because it is blessed by Srila Prabhupada, who was fully surrendered to his Guru Maharaj and to Parampara. And therefore it will be Parambichayate, Sri Krishna Sankirtan, it will be victory. It's now only our choice if we want to be a part of it and put our energy in it and make in this way Srila Prabhupada's mission more and more glorious. More and more glorious and successful all over the world. And especially here in India, it's such a nice field, Bharatvarsha. Becomes better and better. Who thought about that? When Prabhupada, he left India, no, because it was not a fertile place. People didn't took it seriously. They were more interested in materialistic Western activities, no. And therefore he went to the West, started there, came back, with some success. And now today, after Prabhupada's disappearance, people thought it's finished now. Acharya leaves, you know. it is finished, you know. But no, it goes on more and more. Like in Germany. In Germany in 1976, you know, was big attack. Police came in the temple, wanted to confiscate everything and finish close Iskander. And then there was a court case. Prithu Prabhu, he was one of them. He's here, fortunately. He went there with some other devotees, and they asked Prabhupada. And Prabhupada told, just go, present them our books, show them what we have, you know. And then they cannot prove anything that something is wrong. So ultimately, ISKCON became more and more, was not finished, although they took a lot of money, and Hare Krishna got a very bad name. But still, book distribution went on even more than before this big attack, and all the medias were writing about it, speaking about it in very negative way. Hare Krishna was practically a criminal organization, a sect. But still, books went out more and more in 76, 77. So many books went out. And when Prabhupada heard about that, he thought, just see. Everyone thought, Germany is finished. But now, it became even more glorious. The mission became even more greater, more successful. So this is the mercy of Krishna. Krishna cannot be make finish. He's eternal. And his movement and his book distribution is eternal. It's not different from Krishna. And if we stick to this wonderful mission, we become recognized by the Lord. We become connected with Him. And actually become really happy. And really we always have something to do. We are never unemployed. Unemployment is not existing in Krishna consciousness. So this is Prabhupada's great gift and great mercy that he engages us even so many years after. We have opportunity and even distribute more books than ever before. Prabhupada desired every year we should double. This is a very good meditation. So at least it will kind of maintain the result or even increase it more and more. So it's very nice. I was also in Russia now in Sankirtan Festival in Moscow. They invited me. They also distributed quite good. Not as much, I guess, as in here in Vrindavan and in Bombay and like that. Mayapur. They did 50,000 book points, 50,000 in the marathon. They had this festival also. They told me it was a little more difficult than last year. But still, sometimes it goes down, sometimes it's higher. Main thing, we have to go on. Keep going with this mission and never become discouraged. Even if we distribute sometimes lesser or not much so much. And everyone who is actually participating, doesn't matter if you're now distributing 100 books a day, or even 5 or 1 book, doesn't matter. Main thing is, you know, you are part of it. You participated in the marathon. I'm a part of it. So everyone who is a part of this mission becomes glorious. So I don't want to speak much more. We want to now give some, how say, awards, some offer presents and some glories, giving to the Vaishnavas that we always do. Although a Vaishnava is not motivated for a gift, a little gift or bigger gift, doesn't matter. Krishna, Prabhupada is pleased and Vaishnavas are pleased, then we also pleased. And the gift is symbolic and, but let's go on with the process, yeah. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada, Transcendental Book Distribution, Ki. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada, Marathon, Ki. Nitai Gaur Premanandi, Haribol.